Hey everyone, it's Steve. This podcast is for visitors who want to feel like locals and locals who want to feel like regulars all before they ever step into any place in Greater Milwaukee. My co-host Adam and I have been exploring Milwaukee our entire lives, and we've put together more than 200 episodes about our incredible city. This episode features author Jenna Cashew. Not only is she super fun to talk to, her passion for Milwaukee is contagious, and you can totally experience that in her new book, Milwaukee Scavenger. How does the book help you discover new things about the city? Where does Jenna's passion for Milwaukee come from? What the hell is an Enneagram 7, and why is Jenna one? Where are her comfy Milwaukee spaces? What else is she up to? All the answers in this episode. Experience Milwaukee has its home studio in the Transfer Pizzeria Cafe, and our official beer partner is New Barons Brewing Cooperative. If you haven't heard, check out our new project at textmke.com, Milwaukee's only daily text on what's happening in and around the city. Thanks for listening. Love you, Milwaukee.
Hello, Milwaukee!
Hey, Adam.
Hey, Steve.
Milwaukee is fun-loving,
up-and-coming,
a rising star.
And now, let's get into the episode.
Hi, my name is Jenna Cashew. I am a local author and writer, and Milwaukee is where my heart is.
Holy crap, you're back.
Thank you for having me, after, 3 years later.
I was going to say, after a three-year stint of just not being on the podcast... And no big deal, you're back with a new book.
Yeah, this was completely different, and it was very much a creative challenge, especially post-COVID. I got the opportunity to get out and rediscover the city, so I feel like the timing was perfect. And it is totally different than my first book. It's, of course, all about Milwaukee, but this one is a neighborhood guide. It's all different clues. All written in rhyming couplets, which was very hard.
I didn't know that part of it.
But makes it super fun to read.
Yep.
Very family friendly. And it is just, it's comprehensive. It's 23 neighborhoods, 350 clues. So I love to hear if people actually get out and use it as a walking guide and really take on the challenge to try and guess all the clues, because there's no answer key. There's no answer key in the book. You have to find them yourself.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So the book is called Milwaukee Scavenger. But what I'm curious about is, where did this all come from? How did you think? I mean, I get a scavenger hunt. That's really fun. But you were like, no. Whole city.
Yeah.
Whole city scavenger.
The mother of all scavenger
hunts. Yeah, it sure is.
Actually, I have to give credit to Reedy Press, my publisher. They came up with the title and the format. So they are based in St. Louis, and then they have these city-specific titles in several different markets all over the U.S. And so they approached me after doing the first book, and I just said, yeah, sure, okay. And I didn't really... I didn't totally think it through because, you know, I knew I wanted to do another project, especially about Milwaukee. But then when they told me about, you know, well, here's the format. So this was really their format that I followed with the rhyming clues and all that. But there's never been a book form of a scavenger hunt. There's been lots of apps. There's been, you know, in-person events. But I felt like I really wanted something. I love books, right? So I wanted something lasting and something that people could hold in their hands and, like I said, use it as a guide. Actually, they came up with this format where it's also spiral bound. And then after each clue, if you look through, when you hold the book in your hands, you'll see there's two lines underneath each clue. So you can actually, like, jot down your answers right in the book.
Okay, so you can just fill it in.
Yeah.
Where does the passion come from for the city? I mean... This is a big thing to undertake, and you got to really like a place to do something like this.
Yeah. So I grew up in Milwaukee. I grew up in the burbs, though, and so I didn't really experience the city until 2000 when I moved back. or no, 2003. I had lived in, I'd gone to Iowa City for college, went to Chicago, lived abroad. So I had all these very different experiences, living environments. And then when I came back to Milwaukee, I realized, wow, this is a completely different city. And I had bounced around to a couple different neighborhoods, East Side, Bayview, Third Ward.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And I just loved the energy and I loved the momentum that was happening here. And so I kind of just made it my thing to figure out what was happening all the time and see what was new and, I guess just help other people discover what was happening in the city.
Do you think a healthy dose of FOMO helps that too?
Yeah, probably.
I think so too.
Yeah, the older I get, the more I learn about myself. And I realized I was an Enneagram 7, if you know what that means. It's a personality test. Okay, so it's one of those like Myers-Briggs StrengthsFinders.
Okay, love all of them.
So this
Tell
one.
Me more.
Okay, so this one. I am a number 7, which is nicknamed the enthusiast. And so like a big part of my personality is that I want as many new experiences as possible.
And okay.
So like as spot on as it could be. I just want it all. But I will say on the flip side, which most people probably would be surprised to find out, I can also be a really big introvert and a homebody. I like the comforts of my home, but I also feel like Milwaukee in itself is so comfortable. It's such a comfortable city, right?
Yep.
So it's like it's accessible with all these different cultural opportunities. The different neighborhoods have such a different flair. But everything is just like easy. It's easy to get around. It's normally relatively easy to park.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, I mean, we always are like super hardcore about where do you park? What am I going to do when I get there?
Right.
But really, most of the time, parking's really not that bad. And if you have to pay to park, you're paying like $2 for a few hours. You know, it's nothing bank breaking for the most part. Unless you're going to a Bucks game during the playoffs.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah. I feel like in which case, let's just strike all of that. It's going to be expensive.
Yeah.
Probably better to walk or Uber or Lyft, whatever your mode of transportation is. Okay, so the last time you were here, my God, I still can't believe that was 3 years ago.
I know.
Honestly,
a lot has happened in 3 years.
So much has happened. So last time you were here, we were talking 100 things to do in Milwaukee before you die. Did I get the name right?
Correct. Yeah, it's a long one, but you got it.
Yes. How is everything with the book? How is that?
Yeah, that's great. That one's still selling well, which is really great. Yeah. So that one is also like very accessible. It's wonderful for people who want to rediscover the city or, you know, have friends in town and they want to take them out to do new things. So that book is still really relevant and fun. There have, of course, been even more things. I feel like I could do a third edition maybe and add, at least a couple dozen more to the list. But that's just, as I mentioned, that's what's great about Milwaukee is the evolution is, I feel like, on such a fast track. And so there's always more stuff to do and discover.
I said I was not going to do an on-the-spot gotcha question, but I do have one question
That's
for
okay.
you. If there was one thing you'd add to that book today, what would it be?
Oh, that's so hard.
I know. It doesn't have to be the best one, but just maybe just one thing that you would add right now.
I would say I love good food and I love dining experiences. Mm-hmm. And just based on the fact that we've had so many wonderful James Beard nominated chefs, I would say do a tour of the James Beard nominated chefs restaurants.
Nice.
I mean, I'm thinking like Diplomat and Amelinda, because I don't think those were in the those weren't in the first book.
Don't worry, nobody fact checks you.
Okay. I will tell you, though, I will give you a gimme for this Milwaukee Scavenger book. Amelinda is a clue.
It is a clue.
In the book.
We're not going to tell you what neighborhood,
no.
What page,
you'll
nothing.
Guess. You'll figure it out.
But it is in there.
Because it is one of my favorite places.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Shout out to Amelinda.
And Bavette, I would say, too.
Ooh, Bavette,
she was a James Beard finalist as well.
I have not been to Bavette.
Oh, my God. It's so good.
Is it really?
Yes.
Okay. I have my anniversary coming up.
Take her there.
Well, this is great for me. This worked out super well.
You're welcome, Amanda.
One of the things I'm kind of curious in exploring Milwaukee, you said there was lots to do, lots to see. You have the home as sanctuary like me, which I love. I am that way too. I'm a very extroverted, chatty person, but I'll be damned if I don't love my sanctuary home. So when you're out and about, what are some things that you look for that make you feel comfortable? Maybe even tapping into the scavenger research.
That's a good question. I would definitely say green spaces. So like anytime I can be out and around nature, I spend a lot of time in our wonderful Milwaukee County parks. And I also just love how much public art we've added to our city lately. So walking through the different neighborhoods and seeing all the murals. But people in Milwaukee are so great. Again, coming from Chicago, coming from Spain, where people are okay, they're nice. They're just not warm and fuzzy like they are here in the Midwest, right? And so I would really say the people. It makes me feel, anywhere you go, I feel comfortable that I can have an interaction with somebody and I know that it's going to be relatively pleasant, and if it's not, then usually I'm actually surprised.
Yeah, you're like, oh, well, this was weird.
Right.
How did that happen?
You know.
I'm with you. And I had some friends up from Chicago a while back, and it was this – you're going to know how long ago it was because the Badgers football was playing in the Rose Bowl.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, this could have been – this was like probably Russell Wilson days, I had to imagine. And they were up, and – super crowded bar at Lef's, and we were in there having some drinks. The game was going on. People are cheering, and one of the Chicagoans comes over, and she's like, I just went to the bar, and I got a drink, and I bumped into three people, and all three of those people turned around and said, oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry. Oh, excuse me.
That's the most Milwaukee thing ever.
Isn't it, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, excuse me. Let me sneak back. Let me just sneak by you quick. And she goes, I didn't know what to say. Nobody does that. I'm just so used to people just bouncing off you and just continuing to walk and not even making eye contact.
I know.
And here these people are like, oh my gosh, I didn't spill your drink, did I? You know, because I mean, it's pretty customary here in a crowded bar in Milwaukee. If somebody bumps into you and accidentally knocks over your drink, you buy them another one.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I've ever seen that anywhere else. I mean, not in a big city. You get rural towns and stuff where you're a little more towny. People will do that. But Wisconsin is truly unique.
Yeah.
Milwaukee is truly unique in that world. What about Milwaukee is putting a smile on your face right now?
Aw. I would say this transition from spring into summer, even though it takes so long and it often is not a linear process, is so exciting because we've been pent up for so long.
Yeah.
So just seeing leaves on the trees again and flowers and those off days where we get like 75 on a, you know, April Tuesday, people are at the beach.
<It's>
No. Awesome. And because you don't know if it's going to be, it might go down to 45 again tomorrow.
Yep.
So I think just the zest for life that everybody has after a long winter, people utilizing the lakefront and being at the beach and having just soaking up all that great natural beauty that we have in our city. And I will say, this is such a common thing. Last weekend, I was at the art museum.
Yeah.
They had their Art in Bloom event, which was really beautiful. And it just made me laugh because I thought, like, oh, my gosh, it's gallery night. It's Art in Bloom. It's Film Fest. There's, like, 12 events sometimes on the weekends. And it's such a beautiful problem to have because you can have your pick. And, I mean, sometimes, you know, in my younger days, maybe I would try to get to all of them
in a night. I was just
going
to say, or try to bounce around to all of them. But, I mean, that's crazy talk now.
So I love that. I love that there's so much great cultural programming here. And, again, just people's enthusiasm for the weather.
It is one of those things, if you're not a Midwesterner, the live in the moment thing really kind of hits home because you have those days. I mean, we had those days 2 weeks ago, I want to say, where it was pushing 80.
Yeah.
And we just went outside.
Right.
I worked outside. I went outside. I'm just drinking in that nice sunlight and that warm weather. Because now we're back to 40s and we need to readjust to all of
that.
True. One of the other things I wanted to ask you too was, I was going to go down the path of all the other things you've got your hands in right now.
Yeah.
Because there's kind of it's kind of a lot.
Yes.
I'm
kind of a busy person. I like to be involved in lots of different things. I, again, have a zest for new experiences and just want it all. So I am really lucky that my husband is a wonderful entrepreneur and a visionary. He started a sound lighting business, sound lighting DJ business, and then it's now evolved into a family of brands where we own a couple different venues in the city, the Ivy House, Filament, our brand new one, the Starling, and now the Historical Society will be doing events there. So I definitely get involved a little bit there, where I help with some marketing and PR and some different community events, which I love. We're event people, we're party people, we love the hospitality industry. So I do that a little bit. I do some writing for magazines, so you might see my name around in Milwaukee Magazine or MKE Lifestyle or sometimes in the Journal. And then I just got this great new job. It's an artist residency, which is... It's like the best job ever. I had one at the Pfister, and now I'm at the Milwaukee Athletic Club, where they basically just say, come into our beautiful space and do what you do. And so I have this wonderful artistic freedom, and I have three other really stellar colleagues, DJ Shauna, Sam Regani, and Christopher Gilbert, excuse me. So we all have very different mediums, but we all have this huge passion for Milwaukee. And so the Milwaukee Athletic Club just said, come in, do your thing, help us, you know, enjoy some fun programming with some of our members. And I specifically do some writing for their blog, and it's great. So I am loving it there.
Come in and just do your thing. What is your thing?
Yeah.
The writing, the blog, probably hosting some events, stuff like that. But what else entails?
Well, I don't know. We're going to see.
Awesome. I love her that early on. You're like, we're figuring it out. That's great.
Yeah. So we are the first to go through this program. It's a new program called the Mac Makers. And they are, as I mentioned, it's kind of like an experiment. They're, you know, they bring together four different creatives in different mediums, and they just kind of see what will happen when we come together and use our strengths. So definitely keep an eye out for some programming, some events this summer on the rooftop that'll be open to the public. But I just love the atmosphere there. There's a lot of connectivity. It's, you know, there's just, it's a beautiful space. They just renovated it. So it opened about a year and a half ago, I think, or reopened. So the space has this beautiful Art Deco vibe. And then they did use historic, it was a historic renovation, excuse me, because it's a historic building.
Right.
So they really did a nice job preserving the elements that make it unique, but then giving it a modern feel.
I am not picturing it in my head. Is there a lot of Cream City brick?
It's on Broadway, right by Hotel Metro.
Right.
I think on the outside it is Cream City brick.
I think so too.
Yeah.
That was a huge thing a few years ago when we were talking to, I want to say, Milwaukee Brewing Company, and they were talking about all of the Cream City brick around and how they were like, there's companies that are putting millions into restoration because they have to restore all the Cream City brick. They have to keep it as original as possible, and they can't tear any of it down unless expressly given the okay to do so. And I was like, oh, wow, that's hardcore.
Yeah.
But I mean, I get it, because there's none left. And we are the Cream City, so you kind of need to keep the Cream City brick alive.
Mm-hmm.
So I completely understand all of that, but it's just, it's crazy how expensive it gets and how fast it gets expensive.
Yes. I'm glad I'm not a developer or a contractor.
Same. I'll just enjoy the Cream City brick from the sidewalk as I'm walking by.
Agreed.
Wow, that is an impressive list of things that you are doing. And then on top of that, you went ahead and researched the entire city and created a scavenger book.
That was fun. That was really fun. You know, we went to neighborhoods that we didn't go. I took my kids along, and it was, you know, it was I did all the research and photographs sort of as, you know, throughout the summer. And then I just sort of started putting things together as I was working. So there was a lot of back and forth before I actually sat down and got to the meat and potatoes of the book to figure out, you know, what was relevant. I wanted a good mix of historical stuff and new stuff. And, you know, I couldn't do so that it's all the clues are visible from the exterior. So I would, so none of the clues require you to pay any money or to go inside a building. So there's public monuments, there's art, there's, but it's all visible from the exterior. So it was really just a fun exercise in exploration. And so the kids were great little tag along partners. And
I bet they were.
Yeah.
I bet they were. Ooh, mommy, take a picture of that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really cool. And then you said with the writing, you had a lot of fun with that. Can you just really quickly jump into what was so cool about that and why you enjoyed it?
Yeah, it just was so different for me. I'm a journalist by trade, and a lot of what I do is, you know, written a little bit in, well, it's longer. Obviously, these rhyming couplets were much more challenging than I expected. But I finally got into a groove, and you know, I found different sources of inspiration. A lot of kids' books have rhyming, a lot of hip-hop music, all that stuff.
Sure,
sure. And luckily, there are resources on the internet that rhyming dictionaries and things like that.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I would have just assumed thesaurus.
No, there is such a thing as a rhyming dictionary, and I used it a lot.
Would you, if going back, would you have used ChatGPT to try to just ask it to do rhymes for you?
No.
No?
No. I can't. I'm a purist. I wrote a book. I told you I'm old school.
totally understand. But I feel like I would get curious and be like, I think you could do a better rhyme than me.
It's true.
AI?
That's true. I guess if you were just sort of testing.
Yeah, maybe just like dipping your toes in the water. Yeah,
right.
yeah. Of the AI functionality. One really huge question we have not answered yet. Where do people go to A, follow you, and B, buy this damn book?
Yes. Okay. So JennaCashew.com. My last name is hard to spell. You could also go to MKEScavenger.com, and that'll redirect you. It's Jenna, and then K-A-S-H-O-U. So you can find everything there. And then lots of local booksellers, Boswell, Barnes & Noble, Sendix has my book. Little shops like the Urban Milwaukee store on Milwaukee Street has it.
Yeah.
So all over, really. But I would say if you're curious, if you want to get a little flavor for what it's all about, you could also check out my Instagram, which is explorethe414, which was my tagline. And so I like to give out little nuggets or things to do around town there, too. So
love it.
Yeah. I actually did for Milwaukee Day, I did a promo where I made people go on a scavenger hunt to find my book, and I hid it in a little free library. So I might do it again.
That's fantastic.
I know. I feel like I need a social media assistant to help me with these things.
Everybody does.
I know.
Social media has become so vast.
Oh, my gosh.
It's really hard to just be on it all the time.
So I think I'm going to try to – I think I'll try to do it again, and I think I'm going to have – somebody help me do it better.
And is there anything that's going to happen for the first person that shows you that they've finished the entire book?
Oh, yes. So that did happen. So
already?
Book, it already happened.
I thought this was going to be like a 6 months from now thing.
Well, might do it again. That's why we didn't put an answer key in the book. So the book came out in October, and then I felt like there's that great push between, you know, October and the holidays. So I did run a contest. Sendix was a wonderful sponsor, and they gave away a gift card to the person who could answer the most clues. So this woman was amazing. Mm-hmm. My jaw dropped when I'm going through and I'm scoring all, because you can submit everything on my website.
Yeah.
So you can break it down into one neighborhood at a time. She guessed like 95% of the clues correctly. I was shocked. And I actually called her, and I'm like, I gotta meet you. Did you cheat? How did you figure this out, right?
Yeah.
And so it turns out she just is, and she's not even from Milwaukee. She's a grad student.
So funny. I was just gonna say, she's probably not even from Milwaukee.
Yeah, no, she's a grad student, and so she had some time on her hands. She's very resourceful. She would, she said she would take her lunch break and like look stuff up on Google when she didn't have time.
No way.
But she did do a lot of the neighborhoods by foot. She said it was just really fun. It only took her like a month to do the whole thing, which is amazing.
That is kind of incredible for how big this book is.
There's a story about it on my website. I had an interviewer and ask her everything about her life because I was just so amazed and curious and impressed.
That's incredible.
Yeah. So I'm thinking I might do another contest because I already have all the infrastructure for it on my website. So if there's anyone out there that wants to donate a big prize, call me.
We need a big prize donation, and we need you all to follow Jenna at explorethe414 on Instagram. Go to her website, jennacashew.com.
Yep.
Or Milwaukee
Scavenger, Milwaukee Scavenger N and MKEScavenger.com both redirect you.
Got it.
Pretty positive I had the foresight to buy both of those domains.
Very smart. Very smart. That experiences thing is paying off right now.
Yeah.
Getting all those extra domains.
Yeah.
Jenna, thank you so much. This is super fun. I'm so excited.
Thank you.
I did sneak a peek at the book. Thank you for bringing one.
Of course.
I suck. I think out of the 15, 20 pages I went through, I had one off the top of my head.
I have faith in you. I'll give you a clue. So start at the first page of each chapter, and there's a little paragraph that tells you where to start your journey.
Oh, nice.
So you can use it as a walking guide, and most of the clues are in relatively close proximity. So I would go to a neighborhood and find like one or two walkable zones where there was a pretty dense area where you could find a lot of clues.
Okay.
I don't want to make it too hard. I wanted you guys to have fun.
Yeah.
And
well, plus you want to be able to like go to a neighborhood and knock a bunch of them out at one time.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I mean, and this is the time to be outside in Milwaukee, right?
Hell yeah.
And
if you need an excuse to get outside, you've got one.
Right.
Right now.
And if it's a rainy day, get on the hop. There's a whole chapter
on
the hop.
Yeah, I saw that. There's a whole chapter on the hop.
Yeah. So have fun with it.
Hell yeah. And now, Milwaukee's own Newski.
Wish I could get psyched to go out at night.